I can tell you about him. We obviously selected Marcus Smith in the, with the 26th pick. I think he's an outstanding athlete. He actually got recruited to Louisville as a quarterback. Coach Strong had seen him in a football camp. And when he went to Louisville, I talked to Charlie the other week about him and just, you know, gave us rave reviews. He's a big kid. He's transitioned to the outside linebacker position. I think he has a huge upside. He's a very, very good athlete. He's over 6'3". He's in the 250, 255-pound range. Ran 4.68. You know, he's got speed coming off the edge. We thought adding a pass rusher was a big thing for us. You know, I think a young kid to bring in behind Trent and Connor, and kind of those guys can teach him the ropes and bring him along and show him what we can do. But I think his ceiling is very, very high. So we're excited. He's a tough, hard-nosed football player, a little bit new to the position. Maybe a similar situation to Lane in terms of that you're getting a guy that is a huge upside because he hasn't played the position for that long. But they've played multiple defenses there. He's played with his hand on the ground. He's played standing up. Can drop into coverage. He can rush the quarterback. So we're excited about adding him. And, you know, and the fact that we could move back a little bit and pick up another pick because we were short, we felt, and what we think is a good draft, we thought it was a great situation for us. So.
An important priority for you, or
did it just kind of happen? No, it just kind of happened. There was about six guys that we felt that if they were there at 22, we would have taken them. And I guess, unfortunately for us, there are other people in the league that like the same six guys we did. So when we got there, you know, a lot of people calling. I think the Kelvin quarterback Benjamin. Situation made the 22 spot Carolina. Just because one quarterback had gone and people were kind of jockeying around to see if they could get up
like
to get
Benjamin.
The next pick. So we just felt it was the best thing to do because we felt that we could get him at 26. So.
Not really.
You know, we always listen. Whenever you're on the clock, you're going to listen. But there was nothing that was of substance that we felt like if we moved down, we may have moved down more. We weren't going to get him. So, you know, it was kind of that you got to play that game. We felt going back four spots, we'd have a shot. I don't know if we could go back any farther. So.
Was he the best available? A guy, was it a tier, and then you thought you looked at that spot and you thought, let's get an outside.
He was the next guy for us, and what we felt was if you know, we could move back and pick up a pick, but we didn't want to move back too far because we didn't know if he was going to be gone. So, you know, you kind of hold your breath when you go from 22 to 26 as the next pick went. And then we were really nervous of someone actually trying to get in front of us when D Ford went right after us because he's another pass rusher. And then obviously, you know, it's very, very difficult to find pass rushers. You know, we were afraid that there was going to be a run on him. So that's why we kind of set our feet at 26 and didn't think we could move back any farther because we weren't sure we were going to get him.
Guys that you talked about that you had originally targeted, did you think about moving up or were they gone?
We thought about it, but there was really nothing, you know, in terms of what people were asking to move up. We just it was too rich for us. So there was obviously conversations with a lot of teams ahead of us that, you know, what would it take to move into your spot? And, you know, and then a lot of guys were waiting, you know, we'll trade back with you if our guy's not there. And then, you know, you don't get the phone call back because their guy obviously was there. So, but we had constant dialogue, you know, probably starting at around 11, you know, going all the way back to when we picked. So
Marcus first surface on your radar, was it, you know, early in January or did it?
No, he's been there for a while. Our personnel staff does a great job. So we obviously, you know, we have a great system that those guys have in place. So we were aware of him last year when our guys were out and, you know, eyeballing the next draft class. So, you know, he's a guy that our guys saw in the springtime and then followed up, watched him play in person. You know, he actually played a game over here against Temple. So, you know, I got a chance to go over there and just see those guys in warmups. You know, they had three players that I think were going to be highly picked, you know, prior Marcus, obviously Teddy Bridgewater. So they've done a great job. It's been one of the top programs in the country the last couple of years. And I know their head coach personally. Charlie is going to do a hell of a job at Texas, and he's just a tough, hard-nosed football coach. So when someone like him gives me a stamp of approval on him, that's something I take very seriously.
When New Orleans moved up, did that kind of change, moved up ahead of you in the 20s? That kind of, when New Orleans traded up, did that kind of change what you guys wanted to do?
We just, whoever they were going to take, you know, so when you watch who's going off the board. So when we got to 22 and we didn't feel any of the offers we made to go up, they were all too rich. You know, I think New Orleans offered a third. You know, we weren't going to move up. For us, it would have been two spots, I think. You know, from 22 to 20 for a third, we just didn't feel like we were going to do that. So we think there's depth in this draft. You know, that's why if you could sit tight at 22, you know, and pick up another pick, which we did, we got another one in the third. You know, we'll see what happens in the next couple of days. So
who was rated higher, Cooks or Smith?
Excuse me?
Who was rated higher on your board, Cooks or Smith?
Who was rated higher on your board?
Well, I don't know enough about
I've never seen you stutter.
There were
a few guys that went ahead of us that we would have liked to have, but they didn't. So that's just how it goes.
Has 24-inch arms.
Yeah. Long levers are strong levers. Yeah. You know our motto on that. So you know he fits the mold for what we're looking for, and I think kind of that ceiling I talked about because there is such an upside to him. You know how many guys are that size? You know 250 plus pounds running the 4.6 range. You know have the long arms. I think. We just thought it was a positive, and obviously this league is turning into a throwing league, and you got to be able to rush a quarterback, and we're aware of that. And we were excited when we had the opportunity not only to get him but to back up. You know, I think it was a positive for us. So.
You started Lane Johnson right away, even though he was raw, and you said his best days were going to be ahead of him. Do you expect Marcus to come in and start? Right?
I don't. I can't answer that question. You know, I mean, Lane started behind those guys when he first got here, and then as he kept practicing, we moved him up. So he'll get every opportunity to show us with the amount of reps you guys have seen us that we get. You know, he's gonna get a ton of reps between now and we get rolling. So we'll just see how that plays out. There's competition. You don't know about injuries, so you're not sure. You know, the other positive with him is he's already graduated, so he's got no restrictions in terms of he'll be here Monday and jump right into the off-season program with us on Monday. So.
Did you give any Marcus getting that third round pick there?
We thought it was big just because we wanted Marcus, and we felt if we went back just enough, we could still pick up an extra pick. So, you know, to us, it's a bonus. You know, at the end of the day, I don't know who that guy is. You know, last year we got Benny Logan in the third. So it's, you know, in our minds is, can you back up, still get the same guy and have a chance to get a Benny Logan type player because he was a third round pick last year? We felt like that was a positive move for us, so.
Any consideration
at 22?
Yeah.
The guy that you said broke your heart once when
he broke my heart in college. Yeah.
Did you guys have any conversations about him, or because you have Nick Foles, was that not an option?
No, we're always going to go by our board, and we felt I love him. I think he's a dynamic quarterback. I also think we have a very, very good quarterback situation, and not only with Nick, but with Evan. You know, you add Mark Sanchez and Matt Barkley. You know, I think that we think that quarterback is a strength for us right now. So, you know, we felt like the pass rusher who we had rated. Higher was the guy we were going to take. So,
do you guys still kind of feel like you know there's enough quality wide receivers, you know, in the second and third rounds maybe for you guys to get one?
Yeah, I think there's quality at a lot of positions right now. You know, I think that's the one thing about this draft. Part of the reason the draft I think has such a high quality is the amount of underclassmen that have entered the draft. It's at an all-time high. So, you know, the influx of talent is bigger than I think people even anticipated to be. And I think. I don't know the exact number, but look at the top 10 picks. I don't know how many. It looked like it was all juniors flying off the board at that point in time. You know, so.
You mentioned six targets were off by 22. Is there a pronounced drop between those six and Smith? And if so, is that the reason you decided to trade?
Not a pronounced, but I think our guys did a great job at judging it, knowing where they think other people were going to take them. You know, so we felt like we didn't think there was a pronounced in terms of how we looked at it. We would have been set if we were going to take him at 22, but when the opportunity came up and you know, you're fielding offers, we had offers from a lot of people that wanted to move up, you know, but what are they going to give us? You know, are they going to give us a fourth? Are they going to give us, and obviously it was the best offer that we got, you know, but I know that it was a pretty active session in that 10 minutes with, there were multiple teams calling us to try to get to 22, you know, and then we're just trying to gauge of, all right, if we do it, how far are we going to go back? You know, and some of them we think were good offers, but we felt like we were going to go back too far. So.
Marquise Lee you've raved about him in the past. Was that a temptation for you guys?
Yeah, I think Marquise is an outstanding player, and I wouldn't be surprised if by the time I get back upstairs he's not there. But, you know, I think we spend so much time on ordering it so that when you get into the situation, like where do we go, it's a simple thing. Is we've had them all rated for a long time, and our board is our board. So when you get in there, you don't turn around and go, I kind of like him. Well, we've had – you know, since last year to kind of stack the board the right way. If we kind of liked him, that should have been a discussion a while ago. So, you know, we were going to follow it. I think that's what you do rationally. You can't let emotion get into it. I think Marquise is a special kid. I tried to recruit him coming out of high school and had a tremendous career at USC. But, you know, for us, we think Marcus was the right pick. So,
when you were at Louisville's Pro Day, was Marcus one of the guys you watched?
He worked out, yeah. I mean, when you go to Pro Day, you watch everybody. But he did work out at the Pro Day, yeah. And I thought he did a really, really good job when we saw him in person. Really impressed with his athleticism. So
you didn't necessarily go into this thinking you were going to pick up a pass rush in the first round. It just happened that he was the highest rated guy.
When you're picking 22 as late as we picked, I don't think you can predict what you're going to do. You know, is there going to be a run on these people? You know, there was a couple picks there where that surprised us, you know, so because you can't predict, you know. I mean, we couldn't predict last year when we were at four how it was going to fall off the board. So, I mean, we were surprised last year when the Dolphins traded up ahead of us and took an outside linebacker, even though they run a 4-3 defense. So we thought for sure when they traded up, they were taking Lane a year ago. So I guess what you do is you just order your board and you take a look at it, and when you get an opportunity to make your selection, you know, it's really staring you in the face in terms of who you're going to go for. So, you know, I don't know how it's going to go, and I think, I don't know if anybody had a mock draft, but if anybody predicted this one, in terms of where everybody is right now, they're all shaking their heads. So,
you said that Marcus has experience doing a lot of things that OLBs and your mm-hmm. scheme would do. Does Louisville have a 3-4? Are they multiple?
There's multiple defense. He actually played a 4-3 1 year and then moved to a 3-4, so he's done both. You know, so there's film of him playing as a 4-3 defensive end, and there's also film of him playing as a stand-up outside linebacker, so. It's not a projection like you do sometimes is, hey, let's take this defensive end who may be a little undersized to be a NFL defensive end, but he has the skill set to be an outside linebacker. I mean, he's actually played the position, so.
Okay.
The other thing I'd like to say before, just so you guys, really just a shout-out to Phil Sheridan. I know you guys know he went down. I heard from Derek today that I think he's doing better, but just tell Phil we're thinking about him, saying prayers for him, and I hope he gets back here soon, so.